Yitzhak Mitzrayim, that we were there, we should learn from them. Mitzrayim is considered to be always the Malkoim, and it's a penis of an Akevan, a penis of a Isha, and the Mela, the understanding Yitzhak Mitzrayim has to be understood. It's one of the Fanim, is not, it's not the Pshat that the Mikra Mitzrayim were bad to us because they were bad people, and also they happen to be Balizmus, another Mela of Mitzrayim, they were Balizmus, and so on and so forth. It also doesn't make really sense to understand the Moshe Baal Pa'oyer. It makes sense they came to Masulos with Nus. The Nus Midian came to Masulos. So we say to ourselves, okay, the Kaisel was already in Am Kaddish, they were Meremim, and Sahako, they were looking for a way to get us down. So they picked Arayus because they came to Yosef Zima. That's the Mahalach later on. But Kaisel, before they were even a side of anything there, what's the pshat that Kaisel. Nemesis. Oh?
Yeah, sorry.
That Kaisel's nemesis is Arayus. I mean, the Avodah Zorah part of it, I understand. That it was Shakun Avodah Zorah and it was Kul Avodah Zorah. I understand that that was what they were, you know, definitely sort of Amuna. And like the Rama writes in the beginning of Avodah Zorah. But Arayus is hard to understand. Mechates Arayus. So I want to talk a little bit about, so you say the Maral says in a lot of places, says it also later on a little bit in Perek Nun Tes, he speaks about the test of the Dayenus. So I'll just briefly just skim over because I want to focus on one point out of it. Basically he says the Dayenus are, before the Dayenu you have Kol Makim Makshav Kashbar HaMitzvim Chomesh Makis, he explains each one. It's a Pirut HaDvarim, that when a person is Meshabeach, it's important to do Meshabeach Pirut HaDvarim and not to be a Kfiyah, not to be Koyf HaTayvah. That, we understand that type of Nekuda. But Kamalas Tevis is a different Nekuda. Kamalas Tevis is a Seder of the Inyonim as Madregas. In other words, it's going someplace. The Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us weren't many Nisim. It was a process that used many Nisim to get somewhere. So it's taking the Pirut HaDvarim that we had before, that there were so many Pratim, and organizing it in an Oifin of Milus. And the Maral brings, and there's a lot, and the Mani Rishonim bring here, the Ritva, and the Goyim brings here, and so on. The different things that were Tesvav. There were a lot of things that were Tesvav. Anytime you have Tesvav, it was Tesvav Milus. And that's the way Maral explains it. He then organizes it into three dargas of five. The first group of five was going to take them out of the shiflus to Avtz Mitzrayim. The Enkan Hisalus, he writes, he says there was no Hisalus there. It was just that they went out to be Avadim. Those were the first five milas. The second five milas were his alus, that Kaisel was misalan olam hazeh, and the last five milas are tachlus achibu v'adibuk boyis baruch legamri. And b'meila, the first group of five is hoitzionim mitzrayim shpatim aleihem arach pireyem nasas mamaynam. Those five are not milas, but yitzirs from Mitzrayim. Then you have yam kolos yam evanas avuchav shikatzareinu sitek tzachin echvanas amon, are all dargis of his alus, and then the last five are dargis of Dveikus Nakadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos, Sinai, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Mitzvah Chira. So I want to try to explain the Nakuda that's in it, and the first five especially, and then the general picture of it. He's saying that the first five was not his alus, but his Yitzia from Mitzrayim, and he says that this is similar to that Chazal say that Kaisel was like Uba the Me'imai, so it needed Yitzia from the Uba Me'imai, and that's what it was. He says Kaisel was Nivla K'moy Uba Me'imo, and the Me'la, this was a process of getting out of there. marshal of Uber Schnibbler Meir Ivet Ima. There's it definitely implies a strong kesha of being very together and so on, but there's a certain nekuda here that's expressed dafka in the bliya of Uber Ivet Ima. And let's try to explain it a little bit. Let's try to understand this whole thing. Because the Maisa de Maral in countless places puts down the machloikis of Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim, the struggle, let's put it in Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim, as having to do with Surah and Chaymer. That was the Klai Yisrael's pure Chaymer, and so on. So let's try to understand it. La'im Kai. And I guess if I need to point a nekuda, again, I would pinpoint a nekuda. In what sense is a in what sense is arayis so terrible, and in what sense is chumrius such a problem in ruchnius? I mean, you know, where's these nexus? So let's take a very very simple mashal, a pashtun, you don't understand it. If you take a slab of rock, which is the ultimate chaymer, or a block of clay, the chaymer sheboy has nothing but its own metzias. It's a metzias of rock, whatever tchunas a rock has, whatever tchunas anything else has on it. When I impose a tzura upon it, the tzura puts other information on top of the chaymer. So, the muscle, I have a block of rock. I chisel out from that the face of a person. The chiseling out, and therefore now instead of a piece of stone, I have a person's face that expresses itself through the piece of stone. At the moment, every type of tzura imposes itself on the chaymer by shortening, by being remayit the chaymer. To chisel a face out of the rock, I need to reduce the rock. And somebody's going to come along and say, well, you can stick pieces of stone on it. So the truth is, if you pick pieces of stone, the tzura sheboy is because the person imagines that the whole thing was to be filled in, and the fact that these are the crevices and cracks and places lacking stone, that gives it the tzura. So the where a person beheres the tzura is in the hismatus of the chaymer. The word tzura comes from Lashon tzar tzura, is the Lashon Hazal say. Tzar tzura means literally to the word tzar means to shrink, to narrow, and tzura is a tzura. The narrowing of the thing down. Also, if I have a big canvas and I make a painting, the lines are a tzimtzum. I have a big white canvas, the lines focus on a certain part of it. By focusing on a certain part and being the mayit the rest of it, that's where I get the tzura from. So tzura is an imposition of something alien on top of chaymer, and its misgala through the mir of the chaymer is misgala the tzura sheboy. That's the way they relate to each other. Let's go a step further. Let's take a person's nefesh. Let's take a person's a human being. A person likes to eat. He eats a lot, he likes to eat a lot, and then he comes along and says, you know, it's a very gashmistic thing to fresh like that. It's a kippah today, or whatever it is, we're going to be memayit in my achila. Or, there's somebody next to me who's hungry, and I break off a piece of bread and give it to him. So the tzura is dafka, pronounced through where the chaymer was ismayit. In the meeting of chaymer and tzura, in the intersection of chaymer and tzura, the tzura puts itself onto the chaymer by being memayit the chaymer, and that's where the tzura stands out. An uber may imoy is we say uber yarachimoy. So a woman who's expecting is a big woman. That's all. You know, everybody says what you notice about the uber is only chaymer from the outside. All you know is that this person has more chaymer than they had before, bigger, heavier, and so on. That's what I see. When he comes out, the most dramatic change is that chaymer took on tzura. It from being a bump in Mei Imo, it has a face and a nose and eyes and a whole mitzias. So when chaymer, when you want to destroy chaymer, you blow it up. You blow it to smithereens. That's the way in which you express chaymer. You destroy chaymer. When you want to destroy tzura, you simply fill in the cracks. If you take a great and beautiful statue, if you want to, you don't have to pound it to dust to destroy it. You can simply fill in everything with plaster, and you've destroyed the tzura. You don't have to destroy the chaymer to get rid of the tzura. By expanding the chaymer, you basically have gotten rid of the tzura. That is the relationship between the chaymer and tzura. In a nefesh adam, in a person's own mitzvahs, the same thing is true. If a person is very much oivid, you see a lot of tzura. He's wanting to do this, he's being reminded from his time for that, v'chulu v'chulu. As a person becomes lazy and kind of, less in control of himself and less on top of himself, then basically all he needs to do is fill in his time, fill in his mitzvahs with lochaimer, and he's back again to his then it's back into the world of chaimer. By the Mabul, it says that they were 40 days and 40 nights is the time that it takes to obliterate the tzura. So the world was destroyed not by destroying the world, but by bloating the world. You filled up the world with water. Everything absorbed the water until basically everything became so bloated that everything lost its tzura. So the amount of time that it takes to be matriarch HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tzara tzura of Amamz, it says that's how long it took them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to liberate the tzura. So the interplay between tzura and chaymer is whenever I have a ribuy of chaymer, I have a mir of tzura, and vice versa. When I speak of the first ruchnistika arena for a person, it's not any specific avera. It's chaymer resisting tzura. A person is born kulay chaymer. All he is his body mass. That's all it is. The person, if there is no imposition of ideas or ideals onto that mass, then it's pure chaymer and no tzura to it. As a tzura, as it develops on it, the tzura becomes pronounced by the hismatus atzmis and not becoming bigger. Claudius, so the first, when Claudius is at the dawn of being born, its mitzvahs is stuck in the world of chaymer, waiting to come out to the world of tzura, because in a certain sense, that's the klal gadol, everything else rests on. And the klal yisrael in Mitzrayim, as long as they were Mitzrayim Meshubet, they were like uber and me'imoy. There was not any sense of self. Therefore, David, the Yetzirah of the Mitzrim was a rias, because that's the Shpitz of Chaymer. It's something that is ilu, it's the way in which the Chaymer overwhelms it. Avodah Zarah, I think we already spoke the last time, I don't remember, I spoke here somewhere. Avodah Zarah also has a certain element of Chaymer to it, because the next step is person be able to divorce the tzura from the chaimah and the heret in its own right. A person says to himself, you know, if there's something, if it feels special, if there's a special inyan of chesed that I feel more dehaim when I gave my piece of bread to somebody else, so maybe giving is a real metzias in a world b'fnei atzmai. The tzura becomes a noticeable metzias b'fnei atzmai. That is the third dagger the Maral speaks about. So Maral, when he speaks about over there, the three daggers, the first dagger is getting out of the chaimer. That's one. Second dagger is imposing the tzura on the chaimer. And the third dagger is deharing tzura for itself as such. The three inyanim was the first five inyanim. Even though they were nisim, most of them, but we're not talking about the nisim. That's not the important part, the nesheb. The nesheb just makes the demonstration sharper. But the teichin of it is not the fireworks of the nesheb. The teichin is that these are inyanim that are they are in the struggle against Mitzrayim. When you minish Mitzrayim, this is going more for pshat over there. When you punish Mitzrayim, you're also being managed by the Zara. You're showing that the way they deher the things is wrong. So five things are there to knock the chaimer and to say that chaimer is not the shalit. It's not. It's that's not the real mitzvahs of the world. And Klal Yisrael is brought to light. Klal Yisrael as an. I mean, a person whose mitzvahs is that he eats and he drinks and he sleeps. And that's all he is. So what should I have to say? He's an American, or he's an Englishman, or he's a Frenchman, wherever he is, that's what he is. Well, what's up, Shad? How can I be a Frenchman in America? I'm in America. Physically, I'm here. So what's up, Shad? A Frenchman, if the Americans eat, I eat. The Americans sleep, I sleep. The Teretz is, I deher, a Frenchman has certain machshavas. He has a certain way of looking at things. He has a certain culture. It's the intent, it's the tzura shabai that distinguishes things from Makom to Makom. So the first five Yonim were there to shake us away and to give us our own source, take us out of the black hole of Chaimah that swallowed everything up and absorbed it and made it that way. The second dag is the world of Nisim. Besides proving, Nisim proves that Hashem can do everything, so on and so forth, but there's a deeper dimension to Nisim. Nisim shows me that this world is simply a canvas wherein the HaKadosh Baruch Hu draws the pictures he wants. He takes the Mitzrayim, he's Mis'al Bahem, he brings Moifsim, he throws him to the Yam, he kills Kiryas Yamsuf. The Pshat is, these were all Nisim that existed in the interplay between the Chaim and Surah. So the Marshal, normally a field gives crops when it has a lot of fertilizer and water and good seeds. When a tzaddik davens that it gives crops, it's because Surah has imposed itself on the Chaimer and the field is responding as Surah does rather than as Chaimer. It's not because I put a lot of Chaimer in it that there is a lot of Chaimer. It's because I would daven stark, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving a bracha. The final point is, the last dagger is, when the tzura becomes completely menutik from the chaimer. Shabbos is me'en olam hava. That's one that starts the last group of fire. Shabbos is something which is shayach mitzad atzmai, somewhere else. It's no longer it's not because when I do a nace to save a tzaddik and I break the yamsuf, so the canvas is teva and the nace is paint on that canvas. But when I go and I show but when Shabbos and Torah and Yisrael, all these inyanim are the pshat, they're inyanim that are be'etzim michutz l'olam, and therefore it's a daraga where the tzura is alone without the chema. So just like a scientist, he starts with objects, he then has the properties of the object. I have a stone, and I realize this stone responds to acid this way, and responds to carving it this way, and responds to this way. And then I realize there are things beyond that. Then I realize these are tchunis shared by many. And then I go ahead and I think of the law, and I don't even think of this practical kuda. That's the interplay between those two inyanim, between the chaimer and the tzura. Yitzhus Mashiach is that first struggle of being born. The hardest part, when you deal with somebody who's a big idealist, even if he's a sworn communist or whatever it is, or atheist, whatever it is, there's somebody to handle with. If somebody is a Baal Chomer, there's nobody to handle with. A cow doesn't get excited from a Muslim. It's like, the being born means making a transition from Chomer to Tzura. The Tzuras that Kaza went through, that they asked why did Kaza have to go through it and so on, Tzuras also put a certain Tzura onto a person. A Baal Yisurim Lo Aleinu has a certain Tzura etched onto him. His Chaymesh, but he's not so Shailet because there's some sort of Tzura to him, some sort of Adinus HaNefesh and so on. That's the Indian of Yitzhak Zayim. So Zayim is the most crucial point for Klai Yisrael, because it's like a Uber Mei Imoy. When Eov is Makal, the Aim Yivoldo, he wishes he died in the womb. You know, it's the transition between existence and non-existence is from the womb and out of the womb, because that's the transition from Chaimet to Tzura. And the Maral says that Me'afela Oira goes on that because Choshech is the makom where the way you perceive everything is one big black. There's no tzuras at night, or everything just is there. In the daytime is when you see the clear tzuras of everything. The Me'afela Oira of Leil Pesach is that a person goes from a sense of where the Metzias is just Chayma, to a fact that the whole world is just a hechitimsa, to impose tzura on it, and eventually he has the tzura, the world of tzura as being the real world. Any questions?
A chaimer on its own cannot really exist. I mean, even in a physical, a person that lives is like completely physical, dies in the end.
Thing is one divorce without the other, that's endless. But b'cholayfin, you have dargas that are kemat kolay chaimer. A stone in a quarry will assume is chaimer, and it's a process till it's chiseled into some sort of tzura.
In Yoni Avoda, is it really shaykh to have Avoda in this third section? In other words, I always understand that the Avoda Sa'adim is to impose the correct surah on the Chaymer. But, you know, more than that, to have, like, you know,
I'll tell you, there's
surah mufshat, I don't understand what that means.
I understand. And the Maisa, he says there are five daggers there. The Ramchal says, when he speaks about the Elof HaShmi, the Elof HaShmi, the Elof HaChi, and so on, he uses the word Ilui Achar Ilui. You know, it's meaning that there's a constant His'alus, it's no longer Darga from Chaim to Tzura, but in Tzura itself there are finer Tzuras and of course it's Tzuras. But Moshom Adav Adaymer, you have music. Some music is simple music and it's given to understand for anybody. Some music is very fine and very abstract, and you need to be a big mumcha to understand it. So it is dargis.
But it's still dargis within imposing the correct surah on Chaymer.
It's very hard for us to imagine what it is, but the Ramchal says there is certain dargis because we were once mechulat Chaymer. Your daggers are moving forward on that, but it's hard for me to put a finger on it because I don't know. That's because. you know, Aval means we can just explain that, but it's not eternally one thing, it's eternally an ili achar ili. But much more than that, we have a very hard time explaining.
But like when we think about Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael and Torah, I mean, you know, we would view it in this type of understanding as opposed to like the correct, like Torah gives us the correct surah on the Chomer and Eretz Yisrael. You know, I would have put all these things in the second category also. I mean, maybe it's because I don't understand.
When you're talking about sweeping general things, then you're talking about a world of Shabbos and Shabbos, the whole Mitzvah. Most Maisa Mitzvahs are one point. You know, I take the Lulav and the Esrog. The idea that I take an entire Mitzvah, it means that it's an ili into a different world that is basically Tzur. Shabbos, everything is Shabbos to Shabbos Kodesh.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's Yisrael is Kodesh is Yisrael. So there's a certain sense of the entirety of it being a davar, you know, kaddish or whatever it is.
Right. Understand.
Okay, I just want to ask, is the computer still broken as far as the tapes go, or as far as the?
No, I have here a list. I have them all on a separate thing. I'm going to now.
Ah, good. Okay, as long as you keep track, it's fine.
No, I'm going to send it over. It should be there in a week or so.
Okay, fine, good. No problem. So Chakash Sameach. We'll restart not the Thursday after Pesach. In fact, 2 days after Pesach, there's a Chasna, but the week after that. So with the first Thursday after Rosh Chodesh, we should restart.
Can I just ask just one thing?